But as Pastor Matt said, I've been here since I was 3 days old. I was born on Saturday, April the 10th, and on Wednesday, I was in ladies' Bible study with my mom, probably on her breast or on her shoulder or somewhere around that area. So I've been here a long time, and as Pastor Matt said, the original church, which was held up by steel cables and curtains, big, heavy cotton curtains that separated the congregation and so we could have Sunday school classes. But the most fun part about it as a kid was just watching the mice crawl along the steel wires that went from one side of the church to the other side of the church. I've been under, pastor number five. The Hittingas were a pastor when I was here. In fact, my mom and Mrs. Hittinga were racing to see whose child would be born first. Mrs. Hittinga's second child or my mom's fifth child, and I won. I was born on the 10th of April, and Jay was born on the 18th. And then, of course, ensued, you're only 8 days difference in age, you're going to get married, and you're going to have lots of children, and all that. No, that didn't happen. He went on, and his family went on to Castle Rock, Colorado, had a church out there, which was great because in my high school years, I went out and visited them, spent a couple weeks in the summer in the mountains. Awesome. Before I became a Christian, I was just a kid. I was here in Sunday school, junior church, choir, Pioneer Girls, which is similar to Awana's, but it was just for girls. Vivian LeBourne was one of the directors. My mom was one of the teachers and leaders. The Snyders, who are one of our missionaries from years and years and years and years and years, probably one of the first missionaries this church ever supported. Doris and Bob, both of which have gone on now to be home in heaven. They were from Borneo, which is Africa, modern-day Morocco. They would come home with some of the most horrendous stories. And I said, God, I'm not going to be a missionary. Don't make me be a missionary. I can't go there. And he didn't. But she spoke in a Pioneer Girl rally. And I realized at 8 years old, I couldn't continue to be the child that I was. I needed to be a child that had a purpose, had a goal, and had a leader and a friend. I went forward that night and accepted the Lord as my Savior. Now, that didn't make me a perfect child and a perfect little girl or anything. You always, you're a child. During my teenage years, we had lots of hippies that would come to the church. Sorry, that I'm really aging myself, but that's okay. They would come to the church. And I can't tell you how many other times I walked down the aisle because my assurance of being Christ's child was so uncertain. The Roops came in as our pastor. Their son, Bill, just kind of floated through all the girls in the youth group. We all dated him at one time or another. As Pastor Matt Black shared, Larry, John, they were older teenagers, but I remember them. But I more remember Helen and Janice. I remember when Fellowship Hall was built, we would come in the afternoon or right around lunchtime, the ladies of the church, the founding members, my mother, we made lunch for the men as they worked. And there was one Friday and Saturday they were staining the roof. We had so many high guys in this church Never before in my life did I have had I ever seen anybody walk with wobbly legs like they were. Larry, Pastor Powell, Bill Lohorn, just a bunch. It was a sight to see, but it was a lot of fun. It was wonderful to grow up in a Christian family. My grandmother, I would sit at her feet as a child, and she would have her Bible on her lap, and she would read from the Old Testament, the New Testament. But the one thing I couldn't quite understand was her printing was different than my Bible. She was Swedish. She read in English to us and told us the stories, but her Bible was in Swedish. And that's where I got my first education besides Sunday school, was from her. What a sweet, sweet spirit. And my mom. Every morning you came to the breakfast table, her Bible would be open. We had a little box, music box. It had 365 cards in it, and it played Standing on the Promises. She wound it up. It played Standing on the Promises, and then you took one of the little cards, and it was a Bible verse, and that was our Bible verse for the day. And then we would pray. My father, when I was a child, was an associate pastor. He led mostly the singing. But after I became a Christian, like I said, as a teenager, a lot of things, you know, you go through a lot of things. And young people, as you're going, you've accepted Christ as your Savior, but boy, Satan likes to get a hold of you and say, no, 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 it's my way, not your way, my way. But it has to be his way, not my way. Met my husband right here, or right over there. I was 7, he was 11. First time he walked into this church, sat behind me in Sunday school, pulled my braids. I hated the guy. Till I was 12. And he was 16. We always had a New Year's Eve service, watch night service. We all came to church about 8:30. All kinds of good food. Him and I were sitting in the corner. He looks at me and he says, I want you to have this. He hands me his class ring. I'm ecstatic because I already know in my heart, this is my man. I'm going to marry this man. I am going to have his children, and we're going to live the rest of our lives together. We were in youth group together for a little while. He was very, very attentive. I don't know if it was because of me or if it was because that was what the Lord was doing. He had a rough life. He had a rough family. He made a bet with his mom for $20 that he would enlist in the military. He won the bet. He went to Vietnam. He was a POW for about 6 months. He came home and he felt that he'd had God in the foxhole. He didn't need to be in the church, which made it very hard for me because the church is my family, my second family. You're all my brothers and you're all my sisters, and I love you all dearly, unconditionally. I wanted him to be happy. I wanted him to be the man to lead my family. 4 months before we were married, I found out that I was pregnant. Pastor here at the time said he wouldn't marry us because he didn't feel that we were equally yoked, which made it even gave Steve even another reason for not wanting to be in the church. But with a lot of discussion and a lot of counseling, we were married. I have three beautiful daughters that have the same story that I do as far as they were born on that day, and that week later they were here in church. Unfortunately, they aren't here. But a mother prays and prays hard. I have been a Sunday school teacher. I have been the Sunday school superintendent. I have been the secretary of the choir. I have worked with Helen LeBourne many years for the fellowship committee. Even though they were hard times, we had a lot of fun. We love to feed you. We really do. We wanted to make sure that you had an awesome time and there wasn't a worry that you had. The gift that the Lord has given me is to be a servant. I am your servant. I may not be here on Sundays evenings for prayer meeting, but believe me, I'm praying with you. I'm praying for you. We've sent a lot of missionaries from this place, which is an awesome thing. The one thing that I miss terribly is we have no choir. I don't know where we would put them, but we have no choir. That's something else that we would love to do. I don't know how we're going to do that, but whatever. And music is such a big part of my life. I've done solos. I don't have no solo voice anymore. I only sing alto or tenor. I don't know what else to say except for on Friday in our daily devotional was Jesus walks on the water. And he had sent his disciples away in a boat. Go to the other side. I'll send the crowd away. The disciples went in the boat and they were crossing over the river. And the winds were blowing. And the waves were crashing. And they were scared. And they looked out. They saw something coming towards them, and they were scared to death. I think I would be scared to death, too. And Jesus said, "Take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid." And then Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you." And Peter did. And he walked to Jesus, and he gets to Jesus. And then he realizes the wind's blowing and he's standing on top of the water. And it's not just an inch deep. It's 20 and 30 and 60 feet deep. And he gets scared. He starts to sink. He was a fisherman. He knows what the seas can do. And he said, "Jesus, help me. Help me." I say that every day. That's my prayer as I open my eyes in the morning. Lord, help me. I have a new responsibility, and that's to care for my husband. You've seen him. He's had 5 strokes. He's had a seizure. He's classified legally blind. His right side is numb. It works somewhat. And right now we're going through a time of aggravation, and I think it's just the process. Maybe it's a medication. But because of these strokes, he realized and he decided he needed the church. He needed the church family. He may not be here every Sunday, and we may not be here every Sunday, depending upon how he feels. But he's home today because he doesn't feel real great and he doesn't do real well with big crowds and long periods of time. And we've had a bittersweet week. My 83-year-old cousin, my oldest cousin, passed away on Monday. But I would trade his place in a heartbeat. He's in heaven. And the verse that fits him is, as he entered heaven's gates, God came to him and said, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant." Because that's what Bob was. He was a good and faithful servant. And he had any type of wood and nails and tools and anything that you would have needed to fix anything. He was an appliance repairman. Then he went and worked for the DuPage Forest Preserve. But he was a man that would take he would take time to do anything for anybody. He's going to be missed. And I miss him already. But I want to be like him. I want to be like him in that when I get to heaven, God says to me, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant." So my prayer is that I will show my life to you as a good and faithful servant. I am here. The Lord brought us back home, and I couldn't think of a better place to be but home. This is home. I love you all, and I thank you.